But as that passage was read, and before we break bread, it's right that we just focus for a moment. In that passage, it makes it quite clear that suffering will happen. And sometimes we're called to be patient. Patience is something we struggle with because we want it now. But in this passage, we're also reminded of the invitation to come into God. Come into God in our struggles, when we're in trouble, when we need healing. There is an invitation. In this passage, the who is unimportant. It's quite clear that everyone is invited to come into this relationship with God. It doesn't matter who you are. You're invited. It doesn't matter on your past. You're invited. And God will give you strength. Also, the method is not vital. Here in James it says you must be anointed with oil. Jesus spat on mud. It doesn't matter, because it's not the oil that is doing the healing. It's God. These are symbols. Whereas the who is unimportant and the method is not vital, the source is vital. The source of all these things is God. It's God who does the healing. It's Christ who does the forgiving. And so we're just simply called to trust and have a belief and a faith in the living Lord Jesus for our healing and for our restoration. There's a moment in verse 16 of confession. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Most important, of course, is also confessing our sins to God. And then there is the receiving, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. The receiving. So in this context, we come to bread and wine. Maybe you've never experienced God's healing or God's strength. Well, have you asked? Now is the time for something new to happen. God will, if we let him. In Luke 18, verse 27, it says these words, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." There are many of us who feel like we're facing impossible situations. It's possible with God. It's possible with God. Let's open our minds to a God who does the impossible. We come to the table. As we come to the communion, we're going to use some liturgy, so I'll ask at this point if those who are serving would like to just come forward. Even two kings today. When words come up in bold, would you please speak them together with me? Here is the table of the Lord. We are gathered to his supper, a foretaste of things eternal. Come when you are fearful, to be made new in love. Come when you are doubtful, to be made strong in faith. Come when you are regretful, to be made whole. Come, young and old, there is room for all. Kingdom of God is justice and peace. Let us pursue the things that make for peace. Where lies abound, you call us to speak truth. We will speak truth. Where greed takes all, you call us to act justly. We will act justly. Where violence consumes, you call us to live peacefully. We will live peacefully. Where death mocks us, you call us to live in Christ. We will live in Christ. We set aside our wisdom, our will, our words. We empty our hearts and bring nothing in our hands. We yearn for the healing, the holding, the accepting, the forgiving, which Christ alone can offer. So may the peace of the Lord rest within us and remain with us today and always. Amen. Amen. At this moment, we have a moment to share the peace with one another. This is not normal in Baptist. It's okay. You can greet one another, either with a handshake or, if it feels appropriate, you can even give a hug. The peace of the Lord be with you. And share the peace with one or two around. With one another, we can come back into our seats. And it's great to know that we're creatures of habit. We've all walked around the church, but we'll end up in the seats we started at. Apart from Stephen, who's fallen out with Dorothy doing the piece. Recalling the words from Corinthians. The tradition which I had hand on to you comes from the Lord himself. For on the night of his arrest, Jesus took bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it, and saying, "This is my body, do this in remembrance of me." For the bread we eat day by day, God be blessed forever. For the bread of the great day that feeds us for new life, God be blessed forever. Jesus, true and living bread, touch our days and fit us for your new day's dawning. God be blessed forever. Nourish us with the bread for the journey, disciples in your way, this day and always. Come, Holy Spirit, feed us with your love and renew us with your life. We eat to remember. In the same way, Jesus took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, and remember me, for the wine that makes the heart glad. God be blessed forever. For the wine that seals the covenant, God be blessed forever. Jesus, true and living vine, make hearts glad and lives safe. God be blessed forever. Enliven us with the wine of the kingdom this day and always. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us with your love and renew us with your life. We drink to remember. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Dying, you destroy our death. Rising, you restore our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Anyone who loves the Lord Jesus Christ is welcome to take bread and wine with us this evening. We eat the bread as we receive it, but we hold the cup until everyone has been served, and then we'll drink together when everyone has been served. Able to join the body of Christ broken for you, poured out for us, remembering what Christ suffered on the cross, that we could be forgiven and healed. Let's drink and be thankful. Amen. Loving God, we thank you that you have nourished us at this table. We pray for those who hunger and thirst that they may be filled. And may we with them feast at the table of your eternal kingdom. This we ask through Jesus Christ, who was and is to come, and who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so I send you. Come, Holy Spirit, empower us with your love, inspire us with your life. Thank you, John. Thank you also for praying for Wednesday evening. Let me commend that to you. It's going to be a powerful evening as we hear about what's going on in the streets of Romford or any town in this country around human trafficking and slavery. Please do make an effort to be here. 7:30 for refreshments, 8 o'clock we start, 9:15 we're finished and on our way home. But it's a great opportunity just to come and hear what's going on in our community. Next Sunday we've got a visiting preacher, we've got Gary Gibbs coming from Elim, and he's the National Director of Mission and Evangelism for Elim, for an organisation called REACH, which belongs to Elim, but is their church planting and mission hub. And he's a great preacher, a great time next Sunday morning to bring those who don't know Jesus. He will be talking about getting to know Jesus, amongst other things, and it's a great opportunity to bring somebody along. And next Sunday evening, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here, but we have a Songs of Praise type service, but we also have two very special people who'll be sharing a bit about what's going on in their life. You might have heard of Andy and Rihanna, and they're going to be sharing in next Sunday evening service about what's going on and that. So make that an effort to be here to hear about their mission work in Moldova. They're flying back one day this week. Mum says Tuesday. Okay, Dad, what do you think? Oh, you agree, that's all right. You agree over that side as well? Yeah, okay. So they're flying back. Please pray for them as they make the journey back. Pray for their time, which is sort of from this week up to Christmas when they will be here before they go back to their work. Pray for them. Bless them as much as you can. Just bless them. They're our missionary couple. They serve God faithfully in some tough places in Moldova. It's a great time to bless them and share with them. Have I covered everything I meant to, Mrs. Secretary? Miss Secretary, I just married her off. Miss. Oh, shoeboxes. That's the other thing I was going to say. I knew there was something else. As each year we share in the shoeboxes, we're sharing the shoeboxes this year as well, and on the table is some shoeboxes and the leaflet. You can use any shoeboxes, but if you want one that's pre-printed and ready, you can just do them. They're 50p each, we pay for them, so please do put a contribution in the box. And the leaflet tells how to pack the box, including how to give your donation for each box to cover the costs. You won't put this in, but every box that goes out from this church will have this, the greatest gift book in, because alongside the presents, we give the gift of eternal life in Jesus. And we want children to have an opportunity to hear that. And so, unashamedly, into each box will go the greatest gift and a story of Jesus and how they can know Jesus. It won't be in English. It will be in the appropriate language for which, wherever the boxes are going. And the children will be invited onto a course called The Greatest Journey. And I have some fairly rare in this country copies of The Greatest Journey. and the teacher's guide for the greatest journey, where the children are encouraged to come along, to go on the journey of discipleship, to getting to know Jesus. And as they do that course, they then get given a Bible. So you might think, well, £5 to get a box out to Moldova or wherever it's going to go, alongside a book, alongside teaching and discipleship, alongside being given the gift of a Bible, I think that's a bargain. And we can pack as many as you like. Please do read the information carefully. It tells you what we can't pack. We can't pack shoe boxes and sweets because of import regulations. So, toothpaste and sweets. What did I actually... Okay. Somebody put me right. There's too many people. Okay. The day is nearly over. You can't pack toothpaste and sweets. Ignore what the previous guy said. But it's a great opportunity to be able to bless. Help yourself, or please get the books, shoe boxes. If you want to look at these booklets, they're here. They're the only set I've got. Take a leaflet, pray. And as you pack it, pray carefully for the receiver, that they will not just get a gift, they will receive the gift of love of Jesus Christ into their life. And I understand the Needlecraft group are making some hats and that sort of thing, which will be available right up to the wire on the Saturday before our Shoebox Sunday, because there's an Inspirations Coffee Morning in aid of Andy and Rihanna and their mission work. So you can go bless Andy and Rihanna through giving, get a hat, put in a shoebox to send out. Well, what the economy is, you know, how we hold this all together. It looks like it's nearly planned.
I am Felisa Munyarowi, National Discipleship Coordinator for Zimbabwe. To each and everyone that is packing or has packed a gift box or is involved in the process, thank you so much. Our children are benefiting a lot. As the children receive the gift boxes, the excitement that they have is priceless. When a child opens a gift box, the expression on their faces, words alone, cannot explain. The follow-up program to the gift boxes is TGJ, or The Greatest Journey. The Greatest Journey is benefiting a lot of children and ministry partners. Ministry partners are testifying that The Greatest Journey lessons have resulted in transformational change within their children and even some teachers. Thank you so much to everyone. May God bless you. Thank you.
Give us, and we thank you that we have the opportunity to share in your love throughout the world. Take all that we have and use it for your glory. Amen. We stand to sing our final hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.